We're up to a new paragraph to Perek Yud. Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph for Erev, Hinei, Elorokias, and now we're going to describe the Merkava. Almost everything we're going to learn in this Perek Yud really is a repeat of what we learned in Perek Aleph. The only difference is, where is Yecheskel seeing this image? So here he's seeing this image in the Beis Hamikdash. So let's see. Erev Hinei El Horakia.
Where are you, Rabbi?
Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, the beginning of Perek Yud.
Okay.
Yecheskel is speaking. Yecheskel is now in his vision, standing in the Beis Hamikdash. He's standing in Yerushalayim. He's witnessing the Merkava. In Perek Aleph, we learn about the Merkava. Yecheskel saw the Merkava in Bavel, and now we are describing him seeing the Merkava in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So it's the same Merkava. It's identical, as he will say himself at the end of the parak. Everything that he sees here is identical to what he saw in Bavel, but there are differences, there are nuances which bring out different points, different ideas in his vision. Vo'era, and I saw v'nei, behold, El HaRakia, towards the Rakia Asher Al Rosh HaKruvim, which was upon the head of the Kruvim, Ke'evin Sapir, I saw sapphire stone, sudden that looked like sapphire stone, Kimari Demus Kisei, near Alehem, and the appearance of the Demus Kisei appeared upon this sapphire stone. Okay, let's see the Mitsudo Stavu Pasuk. These Pasuk are very difficult to get a grasp of what exactly they mean. Try to do the best that we can. Pasuk Aleph is Al Rosh HaKruvim Heim Arba Chayos HaMerkava. So the first thing we have to know is that the word Kruv is being replaced with the word Chayos. In Perek Aleph, we mentioned the four Chayos.
Right.
The Merkava was supported by the Chayos. There is no mention here in Perek Yud about the Chayos. Instead, we mention over and over the Kruv. So the Mitzudos lays out a very important Yesoid, is that we are replacing this word, Heim Arba Chayos HaMerkava, Dechei Nemar Shav Udmus Al Roshi HaChayo Rokia. And as it says over there in Perek Aleph, it says that the Demus, the image upon the Roshay, the heads of the Chaya, was the Rokia, just like it says here, Asher al Rosh HaKruvim, the HaRokia Asher al Rosh HaKruvim. So therefore, due to the similarity of expression of what appears upon the top of the Rokia, in one place it calls it a Kruv, and in the other place it calls it a Chaya, indicates that a Chaya and a Kruv are identical. So now he has the question, Vikoram Kruvya, what does it mean Kruvya? Kitinoi kubaloshan arami ravya. A child in Aramaic is called a ravya. So he's not really explaining, he's not giving us an explanation of why we're calling it in one place a chaya, and one place we're calling it a kruv. He's just telling us that a kruv means a child. The toya mare guf kol hachayos hoy bidmus ben adam, the image, the form of the mare of the body of the chayos, which is also over here the body of the kruv, look like a human being. Like it says that their appearance was like a human being. Okay, so we have over here this. Let's go next. Evan Sapir, Harakia Hoya Al Dovar Masir, the Rakia Hoya Al Dovar Masir, Evan Sapir, Kemare Dumuski say. The Rakia glittered like sapphire stone. And Kemarid, and there was the appearance of the Kisei, the throne of Hashem, Nira Alehem, Al Hakruvim, Birokiya Hashem, Mimal Lohem, Fechofel Hadavel Lutasef Esper, and there's a repetition in the Pasuk to emphasize the point. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Al Rosh Hakruvim, Al Rosh Arbo, Chayos HaMerkava. So here again, Rashi says that don't make any mistake that the Kruv and the Chayos are exactly the same. Rabbi Parashat Zuchazel, the Kruvim, Kruvim, Lefi she nepchu pnei hashor lepnei kruv k'mo yishakosu b'parsha zu. So over here he's coming. Rashi is trying to give us a little bit of interpretations, because we know the Merkava, each one of the chayos had four faces: shor, an ari, a nesher, and
an
adam. Adam, correct. Adam. So there were four faces, and that's what was originally Yecheskel in Perek Aleph, when he saw the shor, was mispalel to Hashem, that the shor should be changed to something else. because it's a reminder of the Chet HaEgel. Therefore, and Hashem acquiesced, Hashem changed the Pnei Hashar to the Pnei Okravia of a Kravi, which Rabbi Mitzudas tells us is the image of a child. The question then is, how can there then be on the Merkava two human beings? There is Demus Odom and Demus Kravia. So the Gemara answers, one is an adult and one is a child. Enochanam, even though it's true that both of them have the tsura of a human being, one is an adult and one is a child. Now, Amar was saying the Rashi further, the Hapkul the Kruv, period. Amar Lefanav, Rebbein Mishloilam, Ein Kategar, Nase Sanegar. It's not a good idea that the Shor, which represents the Egel, should be a support for you, should be a advocate for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so therefore Rashi basically says, because of this, this is so significant, this idea, this concept that the Shor was changed to an Egel, to a Kravya, is so significant. Therefore, all four Chayos are now called Al Shem the Kruv. Until now, we called it a generic term, a Chaya, which happened to have four Panim. Being that one of the Panim was a Shar, and it was now changed to a Kravya, that is so significant. Now, from here on in, we're going to call the Chayos a Kravya, Kruv. Okay, let's see the Radak, Pasuk Aleph. Chaya. No, instead of calling it a Chaya, Chaya is a catch-all. It's the name of this angel, whatever it is, this thing, which has four Panim. Adam, Shor, Nesher, Ari. Four Panim. But being that now one of the four Panim of the Chaya has been transformed into a Kravya, so we're going to call the Chaya Achar the Kravya. This change of Panim is so significant, it causes us to identify this Chaya by a different title, title of Kravya.
The Kaf is a prefix.
Ravya.
Ravya.
As Ravya, and the Kaf is a prefix, Kiravya, like a child. It was Kiravya, like a child, instead of calling it a Chaya. This is Rashi's interpretation. The Mitzudos did not say that. The Mitzudos avoided the issue entirely. He just says, listen, there are different ways to describe various angels in Shemayim. Sometimes we call it a Chaya. Sometimes we call it a Kruv. It's all one and the same. Now, we're going to see that example more soon. We're going to see that what we called originally the Ifanim is now going to be called the Galgal, a wheel, which basically is the same thing. But
yes,
there's going to be a different term, a different word used to define, to describe these items. Okay, let's see now the Radak. The Radak Pasuk Aleph says, "Vo'erev hinei el harakia kamo al harakia." So the first thing is we have to translate the word el as if it says above the rakia. V'chein el heharim lo ochal, and it means al heharim v'hadaimim lohem radim asher al roshei hakruvim hu mash amar b'mar hanavu harushainen perik aleph umimal lo rakia asher al rosham. It says that they were chayos. I was aware that they are kruvim. It's going to say later on. Again, everyone is on the same page. We're all on the same page that what was once called a chaya is now going to be called a kruv. Now, here in the art scroll, okay, this is the new edition. The art scroll, what they call the Milstein edition. Before the Milstein edition, they had the regular, they have the regular art scroll. It was used to be, I think, five volumes, I don't remember what it was. And it was written by Rabbi Eisenman from Neri Yisrael, and injected into the commentary, he added a lot of his own chidushim. And here, in this edition of the Milstein edition, the art scroll, they quote a novel idea from Rabbi Eisenman. Why indeed we're changing the term Chaya to the term Kiruv? And he explains as follows. Where did the Shekhinah originally rest?
On the Kruvim.
The Kruvim on this world. And Hashem's Merkava, Hashem's Kisei, was in Shemayim, supported by the Chayos. But now that Klal Yisrael has sinned, and they're no longer worthy of having a Beis HaMikdash, of having a place for Hashem Shekhinah to rest among them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on top of the Oroin between the Kruvim. So now we need to set up a temporary new Kruvim.
Move them up upstairs.
Move the kruvim, right. Move the kruvim to temporary quarters until we are deserving once again of a Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, what are we going to do? So the chayos are now going to take on the role of kruvim. We're going to rename the chayos kruvim. For example, havel elef alfei havdalos. The president has multiple planes. Okay, they have at least two Air Force, what we call Air Force One. They have even more. They have two identical. But let's say both of them are in the shop, so they have other planes that they can use. They can use to transport the president where he needs to go. Whenever the president gets into the plane, at that moment, it's now called. We are now Air Force One. You have to watch the documentaries. We are now. That's the first call sign. They issue on the radio. We are now Air Force One. The president has boarded this craft. We are now Air Force One. Until that moment in time, it's just another plane. It's not lahalacha, halois Air Force One. It's the same thing. The chaya is the chaya. Now that Hashem Shekhinah, where is Hashem's primary Mokim HaShuas HaShekhinah? On the Kruvim. The Kruvim is the Mokim HaShuas HaShekhinah. Now that we are not deserving of having Hashem rest among us, Hashem has to move the Shekhinah to a new location, so Hashem has chosen the Chaya to be his location, his Mokim. So now the Chaya has the status of the Kruv. It's like if the president, for some reason, all the planes of the military are not available, and he has to go fly JetBlue. The president now is in trouble, so they put him on a JetBlue plane to go to Florida, to his ranch in Florida, his clubhouse in Florida. So JetBlue is now Air Force One. That's the halacha. The chaya is now the kruv. The kruv is the term of where the Shekhinah belongs. And therefore, since here we are describing, that's why we are now calling Chayos the Kruvim. That's his idea. And they refer to this idea. Whoever wrote this commentary, he liked that idea so much. Rabbi Eisenman, he quotes it here a few times, this idea. And that's why we're calling it...
the same.
Right? I don't know where he is now.
The Tirshik is the same shot here in the...
In the Malbum?
No, it's called
Meir. The Marie Croix. That's what he says?
Same idea?
Okay, could be, I don't know. He writes over here, alternatively, the Kruvim referred to are the Chayos. Rav Eisenman comments that the Kruvim may be interpreted not necessarily as the golden images atop the ark, but as a generic expression of the bearers of Hashem's glory. Okay, and he goes on, he quotes other sources. Rav Hirsch, Rav Hoffman,
ten stages.
Okay, that's another idea that move from place to place. But here we're not describing. We're describing over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Merkava. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the Chaya. Has now been renamed with the term Kruvim. Okay, let's see Pasuk better. Let's just review the Pasuk again inside one more time, because now that we've learned the parish, the Pasuk better. Vo'era, I saw v'hine el harakia, which means above the rakia, asher al rosh hakruvim, the rakia that was on top of the heads of the kruvim, which we know are the chayos of Perek Aleph. How many of them are there? There are four of them, which now have, and each one of these four chayos have four faces, and one of the faces is no longer a shor, it's the face of a kruv. There was ke'evin sapir, there was the image, there was stone, a sapphire stone, a glittering glow, similar to sapphire stone. So that's a question. Blue. Tzitzis.
Here's your JetBlue.
What? JetBlue. Okay. So an image, the bluish hue. Kimare demuskise. Above this rakia was the image of a throne. Nir alem appeared upon them. Upon these four chayos. Pasik beis. Vayomer lo ish levush abadim. So Hashem said to the ish levush abadim. Vayomer bo el beinos la galgal. El Tachas Lakruv, Hashem said to Gavriel, he's the Ish, Levush Habadim, linen, white clothing, I want you to go, El Beinos Lagalgal, between the wheels. El Tachas Lakruv, the wheels, these wheels are beneath the Kruv. We know that each Kruv has one wheel, which we called in Perek Aleph the Oifan, and the plural is the Oifanim. So here we're calling it the Galgal. I want you to fill up your palm, your hands the palm of your hands with coals of fire, mibeinos lakruvim, from in between the kruvim, uzeroik al ho'ir, and throw the coals on the city of Yerushalayim. Yechezkel is saying, I'm watching all of this happen in front of me, this conversation take place in front of me. Vayavol le'enoi, and Gavriel went forward in front of me in my presence. Okay, so here we learn over here a few things. Number one we learn over here is that the Galgal is really a contradiction. Not a contradiction. We have four Galgalim. And in between the Galgalim, which are underneath the Chayos, there is suspended in midair fire or coals. The coals is not part of the Galgal, and the coals are not part of the Chayos. There somehow is suspended in this vicinity between the four wheels, which we're calling here the Galgalim, are coals of fire. Gavriel is instructed to enter into this area to retrieve some of these coals in his two palms of his hand and to throw it upon the city of Yerushalayim. And Yechezkel says, I have witnessed him come before me. So let's see Pasuk Beis in the Mitzudah Stavit. Vayomer Hayoshev Alakisei, Hashem, who was sitting on the throne, he said this to Gavriel. Lukatzer Samach El Al Hamevin. He relied upon us to understand what this means. V'kafal Amilas Vayomer Vayora Al Hazirus. Now he's coming to point out another very important question upon which there really is a medrash. And why does it say twice? Vayomer El Ho'ish Levush Habadim. And then Vayomer Bo El Beinos La Galgal. Go between the wheels. So the Mitzudos very simply says the repetition is indicative of encouragement, of zeus, diligence. Diligence, you should be diligent in doing your mission. We'll see more in a few moments. El Beinois Lagalgal, El Bein Ha'oifanim. What?
Asap,
okay. El Bein Ha'oifanim, you should go El Beinois Lagalgal between the Oifanim, El Tachas Lakruv. It's underneath the kruvim, the edge of the oifanim. So, you know, he's telling us here very mystical things.
What is the edge of an
oifanim? I think what he means over here is that the wheels did not take up the full space, width, and length of the chaya. So, let's say this is a chaya. Let's say this is the chaya. Here's the dilemma. Here's the chaya. Okay, let's say this is the length. The width and the length of the chaya. Even though these are spiritual things. How big was the wheel? Was the wheel so big, like these massive tractor wheels, that the wheel's width and length was equal to the width and length of the chaya? Or no, the wheel was very small. It was a teeny little wheel. And therefore, when the wheel stops, you have plenty of space in between the bottom of the wheel and the edge of the width and length of the chaya. So he seems to say...
How close were the
chayas together? Oh, doesn't say that either. Right, so if not to see this mitzvah, I would think that the wheel was equal in width and length to the chaya, and there were four chayas, right, like this. So when you're going to take the coals, you're not coming in contact at all with the chayos. You're in midair. You're suspended. You happen to be in between, underneath the chayos. Underneath the chayos, in between the wheels. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the simple reading of the psukim? But that's not what the Mitzudah says. The Mitzudah says that you're not suspended in the middle of nowhere. You're underneath the chayos. Take one of your four chayos. Maybe we'll take a little bit more four chayos. And underneath the chayos, there's plenty of space there because the wheels are very small. There's plenty of room on the right, left, front, and back of the scent. Look at those words given in the Mitzudah. El tachas lekruv, v'tzor leimar, el chelik hamakoy mehem, shu mitachas lekruv, that's underneath the kruv, which is the chaya, but yet v'bishipule, it's the edge of the oifan, which means the oifan did not take up all that much space. So you have plenty of room on the edge of the wheel and still be underneath the width and length of the chaya. Umalei, v'tzor leimar, bihi yosach sham, when you're there, when you're standing there, toishit yotcha lemalei chof necha, fill up the palms of your hand, gachalei esh min hakruvim, between the kruvim. Now here he says mibein hakruvim, so I don't know, here he's contradicting himself, I don't know what he means over here, that's really what the pasuk says. Uzroik oisam al hu'ir, throw these coals on the city, v'hu simen hashchasa ke achula bo'esh, the city will be burnt in fire. Vayavole Einoi, the Malach followed, the Gavriel followed Hashem's instructions. Lavush Abadim Bo Shama, the Ani Reisiv Bo, I saw him enter. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Beis, Beinos, Lagagal, Bein Ho'ifanim, between the wheels. Kol Mokam Shnemar Vayomer Vayomer, now he's coming again to point out that, why is there repetition of Vayomer Vayomer? Eile Ella Lidrush. It's coming for exposition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amal Gavriel, Vuhu Bikesh Min HaKruv, L'Sitam Lo. So here he says something different than what the Mitzudo says, and this is exactly what it says in the Medrash, is that when the Gavriel, Hashem told Gavriel what to do, but Gavriel first asked permission. The second Vayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amal Gavriel, Vuhu Bikesh Min HaKruv, and Gavriel was Mevakesh from the Kruv, L'Sitam Lo, that the kruv should hand over the coals to him, kidei sheyitzdanu hagecholim, that the coals should cool off, v'take al hagezera, and the gezera should not be as severe as what was originally planned. We'll explain in a moment. V'chein hu mefurish binyan, like it says later on in Pasuk Zayin, v'yisov, he lifted up the coals, v'yitein el chofnei levush abadim, there was an imaginary hand, which there was a hand which came out from underneath the kruv, and poured into the hand and handed over to Gavriel the fire, period. So in other words, the Vayomer Vayomer is, the second Vayomer is when is Gavriel is speaking. So read the pasuk again. Vayomer Eloish Levush Badim. Hashem spoke to Gavriel, and Hashem told him what to do. Go get yourself some coals. The next Vayomer is Gavriel spoke to the kruv, and said to the kruv, can you please do me the favor and hand me some coals? Why did Gavriel ask the Malach to give him the coals? Why couldn't Gavriel take the coals himself? He wanted to use that as a technique so the coals should cool down. If the coals have to pass from hand to hand, that will force the coals to the temperature to rise, to lower, and that would save Klal Yisrael, the destruction would not be as complete. Now, there's another interpretation. Let's first finish up the Rashi. I'll tell you another interpretation. Next words of Rashi: Uzroik aloir lo zorka miyad. Another thing that tells us about how the gzir was mitigated. This took place 6.5 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which means that the coals were sitting in the hands of Gavriel for 6.5 years. That's a lot of time.
Stone cold by then.
Oh, so enochanami, whatever that means. The coals, they had a long time to cool down. The coals were still hot, red hot cold in his hands for 6 years. But obviously, to 6 years, they did cool down some degree. This nevuah was said to Yechezkel in the 6th year of Tzidkiyahu. And the Kum took place in year 11. So here we Rashi is introducing us to the story of two different techniques in cooling down Hashem's anger. Number one, you have to pass it miyad el yad. Number two, time. And this is a very deep idea, deep homiletic idea of these two different concepts of how we can mitigate Hashem's charoin af. Number one is to work together. Work together. If a person is all alone, then the charoin af is intense. But when you take use of the technique of Yechezkel and get someone to help you, you say, you do me a favor, I need your assistance. I need your hands to pass the coals from you to me, which is symbolic of get other people involved. Don't go at it alone. Form an alliance. Get yourself a team to help you. That's one technique of being memayit in the Hashem's charoinaf. And the second technique is time heals all wounds. Most of the time. Not all the time. For some people, time heals all wounds, and zman. Zman mashiyasa hazman lo yasa haseichel. A person, Perek Yud Pasuk Beis. Time is also a very powerful technique. We all know that if a person, bin adam l'chavero, if you've angered your friend is angry at you, or whatever the situation is, we all know that as time passes, people soften. People soften, they mellow, and even though in the beginning they may not be willing to forgive and forget, over time people definitely look at things on a different level. And that's exactly what's happening over here. Two very powerful techniques are being employed by Yecheskel, by Gavriel, in order to spare Klal Yisrael from the full wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see the Radak. Radak v'yomer el ho'ish l'vush ha'adim is gam ze b'shva k'mishpat ha'simuchim l'vush. Okay, l'vush is a shva and not a komatz l'vush. El beinos la'galgal, because it's next to the word b'adim. El beinos la'galgal el tachas la'kruv lamed la'galgal b'mokrim hei ha'yidiyah. The lamed la'galgal is equivalent to ha'galgal. V'chein la'kruv k'moy ha'kruv v'chein li'beinos la'kruvim k'moy ha'kruvim. Okay, when it says over here between the kruvim, it's really ha-keruvim. It's as if there's a hey idea. He just mentioned many times the lamed is like a hey. Uchimoyhem, like we find often, asher la-melech nishon al yado ad la-shamayim higia shir la-malois is ha-malois. Many examples where a lamed can serve in the place of a hey ha-yidia. La-galgal, al-derech klal, ki-ilu omar la-galgalim. Now, la-galgal is the collective noun. Even though it's Loshon Yachid, it means over here between all of the wheels. V'chein Amar la'ifanim lohem kore ha'galgal bi'oznai. Okay, this is later on that the oifanim later on in this paragraph is going to clarify that the oifanim is equivalent. The galgal is equivalent to what we learned in Perek Aleph as the oifanim. V'chein lekruv al derech klal, lekruv al derech klal. We call the kruv Loshon Yachid. It's the collective noun. When really we're referring to all of the kruvim together. V'chein amar mibinos lagagal mibinos lakeruvim el tachas kemo benos uve amar tachas romas. And when it says tachas, it means between. I think so. He's learning that doesn't mean literally like the mitzvah stuff. It said to go take the ash, the coals underneath the kruvim means between. I think here is a point of difference between radak and the mitzudos. The mitzudos seem to say that what is directly underneath the kruv, that means that the galgal was small, there was plenty of space to be underneath the kruv and not interfere with the galgal. Here the radak seems to say that it's not to be taken literally, it means in between the kruvim, which may mean that he holds that the wheels took up the entire width and length of the kruv, as if we understand what the width and length of a kruv is altogether, right? Al tachas kama beinos v'amr tachas ramas al ki a galgal tachas akruv b'malo, that the galgal is underneath the kiruv. Okay, next gachale eish ni beinos lakruvim. Okay, we have coals of fire between the kruvim kama mitachas lakruvim zesh amal l'malo b'merkev harushana. This corresponds to what it says in the Merkava on Perek Aleph. Ki misaleches bein hachayos v'sham be'arim. There we explained what this means over there. There was coals of fire. The oifanim were underneath the kruvim. Vayavole noy bo el beinos lagagal kasher tzivahu. The mal Gavriel followed Hashem's command. Vani reisi bo'o. I am a witness. V'leigam ma'asa. V'hivsek be'inyan hakruvim yomar. And does not complete what he does. So we hear the psukim begin to interject and tell us before the psukim can continue the story of exactly what happened. The psukim go off on a tangent and describe to us in much more vivid detail what exactly the Merkava looked like. Because that concludes the Pshutoi of Pasuk Beis. There is one other Medrash. Other Medrash picks up on why it says Vayomer. Okay, another why it says Vayomer twice. So Pasuk Beis here, Vayomer, I'm reading you from Vayikra Rabba. Vayomru, Vayomer, Luish, Luvush, Abadim, Vayomer. Bo el beinos lagagal. V'lama chazar v'amar vayomer. Why does Pasuk Beis repeat the word vayomer? Ella, the Medrash Vayikra Rabba says, kol mokom shuhu oimer vayomer vayomer tzorich lidrash kayotze bo. Now here we're referring over here, the Pasuk over there is referring to Pasuk in Vayikra. I don't know what the Pasuk is referring to. Here we're citing what it says in Sefer Yecheskel. Vayomer elo ish lovush lovush badim vayomer El beinois la galgal, el tachas la kruv, v'gam kan kof al kosov v'lama, el la kodesh baruch hu amal l'malach, v'amalach amar la kruv, amaloi gozar olai ha-kodesh baruch hu lokachas kechol misham, v'ani ein li rishus li koneis l'mechit soscha. El asei imi tzedaka, v'sein li shnei gechol mishalacha, shlo ikaveh. So here is the concept, a very powerful concept. Let me introduce this, what we say every single day in davening. V'ho'ifanim, v'chayos ha'kodesh, noislim rishus, Every single day we read in davening that the Oifanim and the Chayos HaKodesh, before they begin to sing Shira, to say the six Haftarah, Kodesh, 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 they ask permission from one another. There is no creature in this world that has greater derech eretz for one another than the Malachim. Noisdim Rishus, they don't want to interfere. Maybe it's your turn, derech eretz. Maybe it's your turn now to say Shira. Yeah, it seems they did. It seems they did. All type of malach. They were in charge of transport. The Air Force. What does the Air Force do? I had someone I knew. He's a chaplain in the Air Force. I asked him to describe to me exactly what the chilling between the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Navy. So he told me, and he works for the Air Force. So he told me what does he work for? I don't remember. He told me the Air Force is nothing more than transportation. I always thought the Air Force, they're in charge of dropping bombs. They're in charge of missiles and all the most sophisticated things. He says no, that's the Navy. The Navy. All of the attacks.
I spent 2 years. Yeah. The SAC bases have the hydrogen bombs.
They have hydrogen bombs.
And you have
okay.
Fires.
Okay. But he claimed to me he was a chaplain. Ruba, what they do is transportation.
He may have been in a transportation unit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, they get the army where they need to go. They get the Marines where they need to go. What do they do? Halacha l'maisa? Okay, it's good. I said, all you see on television, you see them dropping bombs in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. No, that's the Navy. That's not.
Well, it depends where they're coming from. Yeah. It could be the Navy. Right. Coming off the air.
Okay, so the Oifanim, so we like to think they're just transportation. They're not transportation. They're not Uber. That's not what the Oifanim are. The Oifanim are Malachim. They have their own. They also happen to be, they are responsible for the transportation of the Chayos. The Chayos move through the Oifanim, but they have their own mission as well. They have their own Koyach to give Shira. And they do not give Shira until they ask permission from the Chayos. So Oifanim and the Chayos HaKadosh, Noistim Rishu Zelazeh. Permission.
Was
so here, what?
Ever Rishu is denied?
What?
Did they ever deny Rishu Zelazeh?
Not necessarily, but you still have to. Yeah, it's derech eretz. It's still derech eretz to ask rishus. Okay, you don't see this anymore. But when I grew up, and my father always told me that when you go and you speak publicly, you see this less and less today. The first thing you say is berishus, the more the asra. Just like when you bench, Rabbi Sai never hishem berishus hakoyhanim meronon rabbanon Rabbi Sai, he asked rishus. So it used to be in the olden days that when a public speaker got up to speak in front of a tzibur, you would say Bereshus, the Bar the Asra, Bereshus, the Choshlo Rabbanim, the Kahal, my parents.
I hear it.
You hear it? It's becoming a lost art.
But those who are familiar with those formalities,
they'll do it. But even people who should be familiar with these formalities, you find less and less. We live in a society where it's just there's a lack of their hearts, a lack of protocol. There are things you just don't do. Okay, so the Oifanim and the Chayos HaKodesh before this, the Mishira v'noistim Rishus Zelazeh. Here is another important example of this concept. Hashem says to Gavriel, I'm giving you a command. It's coming from the top. You can't get a better authorization than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to go from in between the Chayos and by the Oifanim, and I want you to take some calls. So what happens? Gavriel goes. I have over here an executive order to carry out. I have to first ask you permission.
I have to go through the courts.
I have to go through the system. That's different. That's even different. That's checks and balances. But over here, I'm authorized. I don't need your permission. I have authorization to go and take the chayos. Who's your boss? Who's the top over here? Who's the top of the hierarchy? I have to go ask you permission. So he says, yeah. That is all chelik of the derech eretz of the malach. I'll read you the words again over here. So Hashem, the malach, Hashem gave me a command to take holes. I don't have permission to enter into your abode. Do with me kindness. What do you mean I have permission? Who told you to do this? Who's the balabas here? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal HaBos. This is an extreme Derech Eretz. V'seinli, please. And not only that, you know what? You do it. I don't even want to come into your house, into your Rishus. Be so kind. You please hand me the Gecholim. Not like Rashi. This was a technique in order to cool the Gecholim down. Adarav, when you have Derech Eretz, Memela, then Hashem's anger is mitigated. But here it's purely an act of Derech Eretz in conduct between one group of angels and another group of angels. So Sach HaKol, we walk away from this pasuk. We have three different interpretations of why it says here in this pasuk base, Vayoymer, Vayoymer. Mitzudos learned simply, it's nothing more than diligence, encouragement. We actually have that in this week's parasha, Parashas Yisro. Hashem told Hagbola twice. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to be Magbil Esahar. And the moment before Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe, I want you to go to Klal Yisrael and remind them. Moshe said, you told me already this. Hashem said, I'm telling you again to teach you that you are Mezareis a person in advance, and then you are Mezareis them again B'Shas Maisa. It's exactly what's happening over here according to the Mitzvah Stav. Hashem says, Vayim twice, Zirus. Encouragement, diligence, make sure you do it correctly. Then we have the interpretation of Rashi. And this was done by design, by Gavriel, in order to mitigate the anger of Hashem. The coals should cool down when you pass them from hand to hand. And the third interpretation comes from the Medrash from Yikarabah, nothing to do with diligence, nothing to do with mitigating Hashem's anger. Hashem didn't tell him to do this. He did this on his own because this is Derech Eretz. Our Malachim are creatures from whom we have a lot to learn from.
So then they were actually, like you say,
there were 16 full Malachim? There were 16 Panim. There were four Chayos. Each Chay has four Panim.
But there was only, there was a...
There's only one Merkava. There's only one limo.
But the Fanim were also considered Malachim separately?
Yes. Okay, but it's all part of the same. You're ending up all
the
same,
but they're different Madrigals.
They're different Madrigals, but it's all part of the same unit. No, it's all part of the same team. It's the same team. There are four Chayos. Each Chay has one Oifan, but they all work together. A car has four wheels.
The Oifan is a separate entity.
Yes. It's separate. It has a mind to its own. The Oifan has a mind to its own. But the Ofan was submissive to the Chayim. Wherever the Chayim wanted to go, that's where the Ofan took it. It had Wi-Fi. They connected through. See, Baruch Hashem, in this generation, of all of these ideas. It's very easy to understand, right? Go back to previous generations. How do they understand this? There's no strings attached. So how does the Ofan connect with the Chayim? We understand. What's the big deal? Today, everything today is wireless. Okay, weiter. Next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel says, "V'akruvim." Now we're going to describe them in more. We're going now on the tej. We're going to describe these things in much more detail. V'akruvim oimdim mimin labayis beboho ish. Where were the kruvim standing on the right side of the bayis? Now it appears the machlek is what's called the right side. It's all relative to where you're standing. If you're standing, you're facing eastward. If I'm facing east, like in the diagrams, the illustration of the Beis HaMikdash, then the right side is going to be the north. Right? If you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if I'm standing in the Azar, and I am facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the right side is the north. If I am in the Kodesh HaKadoshim looking outwards, then the right side is the south. So it appears that we are inside from the Mefarshim. The similar interpretation is that we are now standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're in the Heichal, we're looking out, and therefore when we look to the right is the southern side. Now why did the Chayos make a right? It's not really a kasha, called Pina, Sha'ata Poine, Lo Yehe El Yemin. Okay, the Chayos, when they leave, the Chayos, the Shechina is leaving the Beis HaMikdash. So the first thing it does, it takes a right. Because that's the derech. The derech is you always go to the right. But the Mefarshim say something deeper, because on the north side was the Avodah Zarah. On the north side is where the people, as it says in the beginning of the Sefer, they erected an idol. And they also erected a special Mizbeach, an altar to offer sacrifices and incense to this idol. So therefore, the The Shechina says, I'm not here to compete with you. When I'm coming into the Azara and I see over here the Avodah Zarah, I'll go to the other direction. I'm not interested in competing. Therefore, it's on the right. The Medrash says, the reason why it says the right, the Yamin, it alludes to the Shechina or the Chayos at this moment in time we're trying to advocate upon Klal Yisrael. Right in the world of Machshava means Zechus. Left is a Kitroich. In Shemayim, in the Yom Hadin, we have Malachim on the right and Malachim on the left. The Malachim on the right are advocating on our behalf, Zechusim, merits, we should be successful, we should succeed, L'chaim. And the Malachim on the left are the Mekatrigim, the accusers. So therefore, the fact that it says Oimdim Miyamin means here is a very critical moment in time. Hashem has given instructions, depart. Okay, the order has come down from on high that the Shechina shall leave the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was very disturbed. We have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. We've been here for already 850 years. We have to leave. It's very disturbing. Maybe we can find the zechus. Maybe we can find the solution to the problem. That's why they stood mimin labayis. On the right side, this is the medrash, to find the zechus. Or simply, on the southern side, away from the Avodah Zarah, bivo'o ha'ish, when this man, means Gavriel, when he entered, v'ha'anon moleya sechatzer ha'plimis, and the cloud, the Hashem Shechina, this week's parasha. Hashem always travels in a cloud. Okay, in a cloud, that also has a whole new meaning today. Today everything is in the cloud. No more.
On the cloud.
You don't need a hard drive anymore. Who needs? You have to used to buy
Ish.
Hard drives. Ish is Gavriel.
Oh.
The Ish Levush Badim. You used to go, they used to sell these hard drives, you know, terabytes, gigabytes. You don't need it anymore. Everything is in the cloud. Also, that's the future. The future is, no, you're not going to have any software on your computer. You're not going to have any data on your computer. Everything's going to be stored in the cloud. SAS, what's SAS?
S-A-A-S.
What does it stand for?
Software as a service.
Software as a service. That's the future. When I first saw that concept, I said, never, never will I subscribe to Word Online. Never. Over my dead body. But now, I've come around to see, you know, that's where it's at.
Have you subscribed?
Not yet. But the next time I will. First, it's a lot cheaper than to buy it. Forget it, it's a lot cheaper. It's a subscription. But I said, that's where it's all at. It's like email. Email used to be client server. Who has a client anymore for email? Everything is you log into the system. Gmail. Gmail is cloud or cloud. Cloud. These are concepts Hashem is sending to us in this generation to appreciate spiritual concepts which work with the same with these ideas.
The Anan Malay es Echatzer
Haplimis. The cloud filled up the Chatzer Haplimis. Let's see the Mitsudo Savapasa Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, "Mimin l'mimin l'bayis." Kishabo shabu levush abadim. When the levush abadim Gavrieli entered, amdu akrovi beruach droimi. So look what he says. Droimi. What do you mean the dora? That means the only way you can say the dora is going to the right is if you're in the kodesh hakodashim. You're facing. You're in the kodesh. You're looking out. You're looking out. Then the right side is going to be the south. Me'abayis. Re'anan molei ha'anan hayam memalei sechatzer apnimis v'hi ezras hakoyhanim. The azora was filled with Hashem Shechina. Rashi, Pasek, Gimel, Mimin Labayis, Bidoroim. Same thing as the Mitsudos. Hechatzer HaPnimis, Hi Ho Azara, just like the Mitsudos. Radak, Pasek, Gimel, Ve'akruvim, Oimdim, Mimin Labayis, Bibo'o Ho'ish, Here Ho'kel, Lemadi, Hashem Shod Yechezkel, Hakruvim, Bekruvim, Mimin Labayis, Lefit Shehero, Hato'evos, Shoy Oisim, Litzofoin Habayis, Letam Shekosav, Hero Hakruvim, Behepcham. Since in the beginning of this previous parak, we learned about Hashem showed him the abominations that were taking place on the north side of the Azara. Now Hashem is showing him that the Kruvim, the Shechina, has distanced itself to the extreme opposite side on the southern side, which is the Yamin. Okay, this is a grammatical expression. Who is the Ish? The Ish is none other than your question, then Gavriel. We mentioned above the Levush Habadim. Uperishu bevo kasher bo el benos lagalgal. Bevo means when he entered in between the wheels. The Anan Mole is Hachatzer Apnimi, the cloud, he Azara, Yachatzer Chitzon, he Harabayis. The Chatzer Apnimis is the Azara. The Chatzar HaChit Soina, which we'll see in a few psukim, is the Har HaBayis. Ukvar Perashnu Dvar HaOna BeMerkava HaRishayna BeNistar. We already explained this, I don't know what he's referring to, in Perek Aleph, this idea that the Onan refers to Hashem's hidden appearance. Uveyoyis HaKavoy BeBayis, HaOnan HaYo BeChatzar, since the Kavoy is in the Bayis, HaOnan HaYo BeChatzar. The cloud is in the courtyard. Uvitzeis HaKavod min HaBayis, when the cloud, the kavod, leaves the bayis, the chotzer, nismale habayis min he'anon, the bayis, let's review these words. I really know what it is. I don't know what this means. Uvehayois hakavoid babayis. The kavoid is in the bayis. He'anon hoye b'chotzer. So the anon is always on the outside. It's on the outside. Uvitzeis hakavoid min habayis, l'chotzer. Uvitzeis hakavod min habayis lechatzer, and when the kavod goes from the bayis lechatzer, nismali habayis min anan. It's reversing. I don't know what this means. He seems to be saying the anan moli as a chatzer haplimis, but it's not. The anan is the chatzer. I don't know what this means. Maybe when we read the psukim later on, we'll have more clarity in what this means. It seems like there's a reversal, that when the kavod is coming out of the kodesh hakodashim, then the anan is going into. That's what he seems to say, but it does not really make sense, does not really fit into the interpretation, the psukim. Next words. V'hachotzer molo es noiga v'chotzer molo es noiga kavod Hashem ki derech hachotzer yotzo hakavod, through the chotzer did Hashem's kavod come out. These are mystical things. I don't know what these means. Pasuk Dalet. V'yorom kavod Hashem yal akruf. Okay, so now we are describing Hashem's departure. The Shechina is now about to depart. Hashem's honor has lifted me'al ha'kruv. Now this kruv here is not to be confused with the kruv that was mentioned, two psukim above, the kruv of the chaya. Before, the way we described the chayos was with the term kruvim. Now we are referring to the kruv that is on top of the, in the kodesh hakodoshim, on top of the oroin. So the Shechina is now leaving the kruv on top of the oron. Vayorom ha'kvoid Hashem, the honor of Hashem al hakruv, al to the miftan habayis, to the threshold of the kodesh hakodashim. Hashem Shechina is moving. Vayimole habayis es anan, and now the bayis is filled with Hashem's cloud. Ve'achotzer mola es noiga kavod Hashem, and the courtyard is also filled with the honor.
When is this taking place?
Now, at this moment, this is a vision of the future. Yecheskel is now standing 6.5 years before this event actually takes place. He's witnessing what's going to happen, a preview.
He's in
Babel. Yecheskel is physically located in Babel.
Yeah, but it's a preview.
He has a vision.
It's a preview of the Chorban.
Of the Chorban.
So what you have is two things here. You have the Kruvin, which are the highest coming down to
the Mekabel, the Shechina. No, that comes to destroy. They're coming down.
You have the Kavod Hashem going away from them.
Exactly. The Kavod Hashem is leaving the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, why is it leaving?
And Hashem, where is it going to? It's going to the Merkava, and the Ish Levush HaBadim is being instructed to take some coals from beneath the Merkava and destroy Yerushalayim. So here we are describing the departure of the Shechina. The Shechina is currently located on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, atop of the Oroin, between the Kruvim. The Shechina is now leaving the Kruvim and is going to the threshold of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And at that moment in time, it is accompanied by the Secret Service. So the Secret Service, according over here, is the cloud. The cloud, the kavod, the anan comes in, basically to get the kavod, the kavod Hashem, and it escorts it out to the Miftan Habayis. Let's see the Mitzudos of Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet says, the Yom Kavod Hashem, Hashchina Nistalik Me'al HaKruv, Sha'al HaKapoyres. This is not to be confused with the Kruv we said before. This is the Kruv that's on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Yorda Al Miftan, it descended Al Miftan Abai, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'ulai Zehu Hasiluk Ha'omor Lamala. Mitzudos asking a question. Didn't we already learn this exact Pasuk a few parakim above? The answer is yes. There is repetition. We're now just reviewing what we have already learned before. Maybe at some point in time, Klal Yisrael did teshuva. They were frightened. when they saw that the Shechina indeed left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they did Teshuvah. And the Shechina went back. It went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But now, it's leaving for the last time. Now there's no more chances. It's over. It's going for the last time. That's a very interesting idea. Where do you find such a thing in Chazal, someone to say that the Shechina left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it came back. And now it's living for the second time. The light and the shine of the honor of Hashem. Right, it's just the mitzvah, but still it's a significant thing that it's left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I love the color, it's still a very significant thing. Rashi pasuk dal al niftan abayis hi siluk atzmai ha'omor lamala. Rashi doesn't say the second interpretation of the mitzudos. He only says one interpretation, that there is repetition. When it says levi pasuk dal, is exactly what it said back a few parakim before above. We are now describing again the siluk hashchina. Frightening pasuk. What? How can there be anything more frightening than this? The siluk hashchina from this world, from the Beis Hamikdash. This is a very disturbing pasuk. Pasuk dal in the Radak, Vayaram Mivur Ho. This is self-explanatory. If there's one thing that's not self-explanatory, V'chol HaTorah Kula, this is it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. What is the Shechina? What in the world is going on over here? And yet the Radak says, it's Pashut, right? It's Pashut. It's like what Moshe said. Moshe says, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Neimach, Kim Liyira Oisai. Big deal. What do you got to do in this world already? A little Yirah Shamayim. And what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Is Yirah Milsa Zutrasi? There's nothing more difficult in this world than Yirah Shamayim. In Lagabi Moshe, is a Milsa Zutrasi. For Moshe Taka, it was a very easy thing. You know what the drush is? The drush is the people, not those that stood in the presence of Moshe. If you have a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu, then the people in his presence, in a chanami, it's a milsa zutrasi. But when you don't have a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu, then indeed it's a very hard thing. Okay, let's go further. The next pasik, hey, they call kanfei akruvim nishma al hachatzer hachitzona. Now we have ad. Okay, now we have a new topic. Okay, we have a new theme. The new theme over here is now the kruvim, they're in motion. When the kruvim are in motion, there is noise. Okay, when there is noise, that's the problem today with all of the electronic cars. People complain. When you're driving less than 30 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, there's no noise. And it's mamash a sakana. Because when you pull out of the parking lot, when the parked car pulls out, there's absolutely no noise. And someone who's innocently walking down in a mall, a parking mall, the car is coming out, and then you hear the engine, you can hear epis, you hear something, you can. I didn't hear a car coming. So it's a very frightening. So here, it's telling us, you would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu travels in luxury, there's no noise when Hashem's engines are on. And yet it says that's not so. What?
No stealth.
No, that's what it's called?
Stealth means quiet.
So here it says that when Hashem's Merkava travels, there is noise. Okay, there is noise. The call kanfei hakruvim nishma. The sound of the kanfei hakruvim was heard. Where at hechatzer hachitzayna until the end of the chatzer hachitzayna. Kikol kel shakai bedabra. It was the sound of Hakadosh Baruch Hu bedabra. It was the sound of the kruvim was equivalent to the sound of Hashem. That's extremely bizarre because we don't even know what Hashem sounds like. We have no idea what Hashem sounds like.
It says Kol Dumamadaka.
What?
Describe Hashem Kol Dumamadaka.
Kol Dumamadaka.
I don't know.
Whatever that means. Over here, we're describing not just any sound of Hashem. We're describing over here the Kel Shakai. It's a unique type of sound, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this sound is what was heard by the sound of the wings. Okay, we're not describing necessarily the Oifanim, we're describing very specifically the wings of the Kruvim. That is what was heard. Now here also take note that the call was cancelled. This also is something which today, for the first time, we can appreciate what this means. That you can stop sound. Today there's a lot of technology today of noise cancellation. Okay, they sell headphones where you can put on headphones where the headphones they have a koyach. I don't know how they do this. They're able to go and in noise their earwaves in the noise, and you can cancel sound. So the sound goes ad until this makoim, and that's where it stops. If you're standing on this side of the line, you can hear it. You're sitting on this side of the line, you can't. How could that possibly be? How could, so this is something which by Kadosh Baruch Hu was very, we have find this in Chumash by Moshe Rabbeinu. The sound of the kol, the kanfi hakruvim, it went ad hechatzer hachitzayna. It did not go, you could not hear one sound outside of the har habayis. What's the difference? It's just 1 inch. It's just be a lower sound. The volume is lower. That's, it's a mystical, it's a spiritual type of sound. Let's see Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey.
You can't hear.
Okay, so you have insulation that stops the sound. Okay, nechanam. But okay, let's see what it says over here in the Mitzudo Stav, Pasuk Hey, the kol kanfi akruvim, v'oz ha'yinishma kol kanfi akruvim, ma'ilichei ha'merkava. You would hear the sound of the wings of the kruvim, which are transporting the merkava, k'shahein oifefim misham, as it's flying from the air, uve pri chasan. And as they fly, yigu
vibrations from the wings.
Yigu hakanafim ze bezeh, the wings touch one another, umashmim kol.
Not the vibrations, they smack against each other.
They bang against each other and it produces a sound. And where did the sound go? It reached ad hechatzer hachitzayna. Hakol lo hoye nishma ela ad hechatzer hachitzayna. V'hu ezras hanoshim. That's the ezras noshim. Fine. And that's the ezras v'higia. Shama hoye nifsak hakol. Next words of them say, kekol shakai bedabra. B'mokim shahoye hakol nishma hoye chozak me'oid. Kekol, wherever you could hear the sound, it was a powerful sound. Kekol kel shakai bedabroi b'sinai. So the Mitsudo stuff is adding one very powerful word in order to give us an understanding of what this pasuk means. It was equivalent to Matan Torah. The pasuk, according to the Mitsudo stuff, is coming to remind us of Kabbalas HaTorah. Here at this very painful moment in time, you know, it's like when these people say that when at near death, their whole life flashes before them. We've heard of these people who escape death. They escape death. What was it like? That last moment when you really, really thought and it really should have happened that you were going to die, my whole life flashed before me. What does that mean? Basically, subconsciously, the things that counted, that were important to me, were before me. I saw my children, I saw my wife, I saw my parents, I saw this event, this happy event, my wedding. Okay, we all, that's life. So here, the life of Klal Yisrael is now flashing before them at this moment. Their life is being taken. The Shechina is departing. And when the Shechina is departing, it's equivalent to death. The death of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. And here we're referring to what was our most significant accomplishment in our history: Matan Torah, this week's parasha. And here we're being reminded of that at this moment. At this moment, okay.
This week's parasha.
Okay. Let's see over here. What it says in the finish the mitzvahs again. Pasuk. Bokam shaya kol nishma hayichatim bavikol agalash v'damim b'sinav shnemar sham esadvarim esadvarim kol godol. Let's see Rashi pasuk hey. Arech patzach itzona har habayis. Okay, so he learns Harabayis, Yochum Nesha Kol. So according to Rash Mitzudas, he said it means until the Har, until the Ezras Noshim. He says it goes all the way until the Chatzach Yitzan, it means much further than the Ezras Noshim. It includes the entire mountain, the Harabayis. Machloikis, Rashi, and the Mitzudas, what it means here, the Chatzach Yitzan. Yochum Nei Hashakol Nomuch. You may think the reason why it stopped was because the voice was low. Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Kikol kel shakai bidabroi el, it's strong. Ela mishuhu magia lechatzach yitzayno hu nifsak. It was a very powerful voice, but it was a spiritual voice which only was heard by those who for whom it was intended. And he had to be on the madrigal when the harbais in order to be zeicha to hear the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look now at the Mitzudos, at the Radak. Radak pasikei, the kol kanfi akruvim, mevuhu bimerkava rishayno. All of this was already explained back. In Perek Aleph. Okay, let's do one more pasuk. Vayehi bitzavaysoy eso ish levush abadim leimar kach esh mibeinos lagalgal mibeinos lakruvim. And it was now when Hashem commanded the ish that was dressed in white, in linen, referring to Gavriel, leimar saying, I want you now, kach, take esh, fire, mibeinos lagalgal, from between the oifanim, mibeinos lakruvim, which is also between the Kruvim. There are two betweens between the Oifanim, also between the Kruvim. Obviously, there must be some very great significance in why it has to be in between both of these things. Each one has its own message. Vayavo, Gavriel entered, Vayamod, and he stood, Eitzel Ho'oifan. Notice the change of term. We called it until now the Galgal, and now we're calling it the Oifan. Why the change? Let's see the Mefarshim. Pasik Vav. Vayishlach HaKruv, Pasik Vav, Vayihi B'tzeiso, Miyad Kishitziva, Amokam Baruch Hu, Eso Ish, Lodush HaBadim, B'tzavoyitzoi, Miyad Kishitziva, from the place where he is standing between the Yefanim, you shall extend your hand. He stood there, he stood in the proper position to be ready to receive the calls. Rashi, there is none. Radak,
singular,
okay, he's interchanging the two. We had it before, it's a collective now.
He's standing between the two, or next to one of them?
So that was the machlekes. Over here it seems to say, means between, in between. I mean, underneath each one of the kruvim was the kruv over here refers to the chaya. One, just take a collection.
One.
In between, it's not clear
but
exactly.
Ways taking from one here.
In between, let's see the radak. Vayehi b'tzavoytsoi, chazar lahashlim, and we're going now back to Pasuk Beis. We're coming to conclude the story, exactly what happened. Vayavo le'enoi, Sh'amar, referring there what it says that Yechezkel is observing, he's a witness to this that is taking place. Vayamoid eitzel ho'ifon, and the Gavriel now is standing near the wheel. Hu ha'galgal shezochar, this is the galgal that we mentioned above. The Eitzel, when it says Eitzel, k'mo mibeinos shezochar, it means in between, as I mentioned above. Oy ne'amar ki Eitzel einu k'mo beinos. So maybe when it's Eitzel, does not mean in between. V'shona ha-mitzvah b'zeh, k'mo sheshona b'likicha so'esh, mibeinos ha-kruvim, shloy lokho-hu. There was a change in plan. Let's say, read the words and we'll explain it. Elo shloy lokho-hu elakul, v'tam zeloy l'shanes ha-mitzvah, a person is afraid to go into a place that does not belong. He stood near the oifan. The kruv took fire between the kruvim. This is not the kruv of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the kruv of Hashem's Merkava, the Chaya. Between la kruvim. Okay, so he's basically saying over here that there's a discrepancy what it says over here to what it says to what the command was. In Pasuk Vav here, let's just take note of this point and we'll conclude. In Pasuk Vav it says, Vayibit Savoysoya, so ish lavush abadim lema kach ish mi beinois la galgal, mi beinois la kruvim. Okay, that was the command. Vayavo vayamod eitzel. Okay, so he's not going back, he's asking a question. Why is Gavriel violating Hashem's command? Hashem told him to go between, and instead of going between the Galgal and the Kruvim, he's standing Eitzel. Eitzel is not in between. So the Radak gives two answers. Answer number one, no. Eitzel is in between. Eitzel is just a nice way of this saying that he's going in between the Chaya and the Oifanim. Answer number two is, he's going very slowly. He's inching his way, like pulling out of your driveway. He's getting there. He's not yet there. He's planning to go in between, but before you go and you enter in between, you first have to approach. You have to make an approach towards the runway before you can make your descent down. So that's all it means over here. And then what happened was that the Malach on his own assisted him by giving him the coals, instead of him have to actually entering or going in between. As we learned in the Medrash before, that's subject to the various Midrashim of what exactly happened. But it does not mean that here, at least according to the Radak, that he was in violation of Hashem's command. It just means he began the process and was getting closer to fulfilling Hashem's command. We'll stop here.